Hi. This week the question is God arrogant and egotistical? In a conversation with a close friend, the subject of God came up as we were talking, and my friend asked this question. Why is it wrong for us to be prideful and egotistical, but is not wrong for God to be that way? Why does He seem to have such a big ego, wanting people to worship Him and wanting everyone to notice Him? Why doesn't He have to be humble like He expects us to be humble? Well, this is actually a good question, and it's the focus of this week's study on Bible Talk. In order to give an answer to this question, we need to define some terms. We need to define pride or arrogance, and we also need to define humility. Well, first, the word pride means having an inflated view of oneself. We all know of people who brag and make claims about themselves which seem to be inflated. They're probably bragging and doing some false advertising about themselves because they're afraid they will not be accepted by others just as they are. After all, who wants to be friends with an ordinary person, right? After all, don't we all want to be friends with the person who invented Facebook or cell phones? So people brag about themselves, you see. They're afraid they won't be accepted the way they are. Pride, then, is actually a lie. Pride is having an opinion of yourself which is propped up with falsehood. Second, the word humility is having a realistic view of oneself. Humility is knowing and admitting your limitations. Occasionally, there will be someone that we meet who has false humility. They say, for example, I'm not very good at basketball, but, you know, if you'll let me play on your team, I'll try to do my best. And so you choose this poor, wretched player, only to discover that he can slam dunk the ball, make every rebound, and never miss a three-point shot. We have a word for these kind of people, a hustler. But having defined the terms pride and humility, we can see now that they cannot possibly apply to God nor to Jesus. Neither God nor Jesus have an over-inflated view of themselves. Neither have an exaggerated view of themselves. What is the view that God and Jesus have of themselves? Well, they view themselves as almighty, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. But this is not a false or inflated view, for there is nothing that is impossible for them. They truly have the power to do whatever they wish. Also, they view themselves as perfectly holy, Revelation 4 verse 8. But this is not a false or inflated view, for neither God nor Jesus have ever sinned. They are both absolutely pure and without sin. On one occasion, Jesus asked the question, "Who convicts me of sin?" John 8, verse 46. And no one could answer a single word. Also, God and Jesus view themselves as the giver of all life. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. But this is not a false or inflated view, for they truly did create from nothing all life of every form. Not only did they create all life, but they sustain all life by their constant watch and care over the creation. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Therefore, neither God nor Jesus are filled with pride. They're not arrogant. They're not egotistical. They have not one ounce of pride, simply because it is impossible for the Creator of all heaven and earth to think more highly of Himself than He really is. This is impossible. Likewise, we notice the word humility means to have a realistic view of oneself and admit one's limitations and weaknesses. When Jesus was on earth living as a man, He was a humble man. He knew His limitations and weaknesses in a human body. Jesus, for example, knew He could sin, and He knew He had to constantly resist the temptations of the devil. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Jesus knew that He could not do what His flesh wanted to do. On one occasion, Jesus said, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. John 5, verse 30. Also, Jesus knew that he could die and was limited by the fleshly body in which he came to the earth. Matthew 26, verse 38. So, yes, Jesus had humility when he was living on earth like a man. He realized his weaknesses as a human and relied totally upon his Father and his Father's Word to guide him in all that he did. But after the Lord died and resurrected, he was exalted. He could no longer die. He could no longer get weary. He could no longer be tempted by the devil. He was exalted as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 17, verse 14. It is not inconsistent, therefore, for God or Jesus to call upon men and women to remove pride and be humble. Neither is it egotistical for the Creator to call upon men and women to be obedient and worshipful. Don't we expect ourselves, others, to show appreciation when we do things for them? Consider the passage in Luke 17, verses 12 through 19, when 10 men were healed of leprosy by the Lord, and yet only one returned to thank the Lord. To illustrate this, suppose someone in the hospital needed a kidney transplant, and you volunteered to donate one of your kidneys. Then suppose that after the operation, the patient refused to come and thank you for your sacrifice for them. Suppose they didn't even want to be around you. Suppose you hear them, in fact, speaking to the nurses and doctors, and they're cursing your name and belittling you. How would you feel? Wouldn't you at least feel disappointed that the person whose life you just saved is now slandering you? Well, this is how God feels. After He has created us, given us life, sustained us all through our lives, made us well when we were sick, He gave His only begotten Son to die for our sins, and now we turn our backs on Him, want nothing to do with Him, slander Him to others, and accuse Him of being egotistical and prideful. Because of who God is, and because of what He has done, we owe to Him our thanksgiving. We owe to Him our lives and all the honor and worship we could possibly give to Him, our Creator. Well, thanks for considering our message this week on Bible Talk. I'd like to invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. I invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.